How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
The new documentary on Max and Investigation Discovery, Body in the Snow, the trial of Karen Reed. Interesting little doc. I've seen about as much as you guys have, and maybe by the time you're listening to this, if you watched the last night, and I will too, there'll be another episode in. But the first two nights, we're going to talk about that here today, or the first two episodes. Yeah, I'm all about hearing more of her side from a balanced perspective, and I think they're doing a fairly okay job at it. They're as far as I've seen thus far, there's been a lot of omitting of some opposing opinions in there, specifically like with the Cellbrite cell phone data, but maybe they'll add that in here in part three. Coffin Daffer's on there, our contributor, retired FBI special agent. She's the voice of reason. It feels in this documentary, and we'll talk to her later this week about all of that. It's very interesting. Let's take a look. We're going to play some clips from it then kind of talk between. And if you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to put your thoughts, your comments on all of this. And, you know, look, be civil. Not here to, you know, incite, you know, riots with people who just want to be vile, because there's no reason to be vile about a topic, frankly, you know, like this. And this is what it's really all about.
Hundreds gathering to pay tribute to Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe. His wake held Sunday at St. Francis of Assisi Church in Braintree.
I remember it was a really raw day. It was cold out, and the media was kind of swirling again everywhere. And hundreds of people were waiting in line patiently.
The pallbearers, we were situated on the inside of the front door of St. Francis Church, and we could hear a bagpipe. And we were instructed that the hearse had arrived. And when we opened the large church doors and saw, it wasn't one bagpipe, it was 50 bagpipers and hundreds of police in formation. And there were a handful of local Boston news outlets covering the memorial. Support was overwhelming. It was surreal carrying his casket. Just to think that, you know, years earlier he was in my wedding party and here was this friend of 40 years that was always there. He was just always there. He was part of my life. I was just trying to process how that... it just changed.
Part of the highway was closed down, like the city shut down for John O'Keefe's funeral. That's an honor, you know? I remember being touched by that, being on the highway and just the highway being cleared for him. And then people were lined up with their hands on their hearts, wearing blue ribbons. It was beautiful. It was like his legacy had spread far and wide already, even before this was sensationalized. I think he would have been very proud to have earned that kind of send-off.
So somehow that turned into all this. Kind of insane.
Yeah. You know, I've been to an officer's funeral. It's incredibly touching. It's incredibly moving. I mean, any funeral you go to is, but there's something about hundreds and hundreds, I'm not exaggerating, of police mm-hmm. officers and police cars from around the state that you're in and other states. The city I'm in central Wisconsin, we had an officer who was shot, mm-hmm. While working, and the amount of officers who came from across the country for that funeral. I was working at a fire department at the time. And so we took all of the engines out really. And I had to stand at attention for about 30 minutes, which I had never done before. I never served in the military, so this is something I didn't really know how to do. But mm-hmm. as the hearse was going by, it was just such a moving moment to realize what's happening. And you don't expect that kind of moment to spiral out of control months later into what we're seeing with this trial.
That was, you know? Yeah, I mean, that was literally how much he was loved. Mm-hmm. And now you literally have people booing his parents as they walk yep. into the courtroom.
It's absolutely unheard of.
It's insane. I mean, it's anyone who thinks that sort of behavior is okay, you are sick. I mean, you get some help. Because that's not okay. And if you well, that's somebody's, and look who amped him up to get there. And if you're supporting that kind of behavior, just take a step back. Just take a step back. Because it's not healthy. This is not the behavior of healthy human beings to get this ramped up. I mean, you can totally support the woman and believe of her innocence without literally booing the family as they go into the courtroom. I mean, it's insane. And
they've lost a family member.
And look, I mean, and I get, and I understand that there's frustration with the police department and all that. I get that. There's a lot of creepy, weird stuff there, especially when you look at the Birchmore case and this case. Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily on the up and up, but the level of vile vitriol back at other human beings who really have little to nothing to do with any of this. It's just, it's not human. It's not good. When it gets to be that dark, here's how, it's described as by the attorneys for Karen Reed, how their initial thought process went from, you know, well, this is, you know, she didn't hit him. It doesn't look like, you know, injury from a vehicle and it doesn't, to going down the road of he got beat up in the house. It all starts here. Take a look. This is from the doc on HBO.
And my paralegal told me that a guy named Mike had called the office and he has important information for me. I called him back and I have a memory of sitting at my desk at home in my office. And, you know, he had a gravelly voice. And, you know, it was like a holy smokes moment because he said that perhaps someone else caused the death of John O'Keefe.
Very early on in the case, it was just the fog of war, right? David didn't know what he was dealing with. He comes in on this case. He had never met Karen before. She's accused of hitting this guy, a cop, with her car, and he ends up dying. And David is standing there with his hands out going, I wonder what happened. I need some evidence. I don't have anything. But then he got a call at his office, and this person said, in almost whispered tones, you need to look at the folks inside 34 Fairview. You need to look really hard at the homeowners. You need to look really hard at the occupants of the house. Something here is more than meets the eye.
We didn't have any inkling that there might have been somebody else out there who did it. So, you know, it was a turning point. I called him into my office, and he came and sat with my investigator and me. And, you know, it didn't really go anywhere with him beyond that. It's not like he was a witness or that we could use him, but that tip was invaluable because it sent us in a different direction very early on in this investigation.
But did it send you anywhere useful?
Right. That's a great question.
Like, what? Okay. I mean, you got this spooky guy that shows up in the trench coat and the hat. I mean, that's how I'm picturing it. And, you know, you can't really see him, and it's a smoky room, and his eye, look at closely at the people in the house. Look
it's
at 112 Fairview. I mean, and grisly ghouls from every tomb.
Nice. Look at you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The evil of the Elberts. Dun, 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 dun. No, and I'm joking.
That's a Thriller reference for yes. Those of you who are like, what is that?
Yes. And I don't think the Elberts are evil. I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on them, to be completely honest, because I don't think they were involved in this. So you get this guy that has this theory. Okay, great. And I get, like, there's a lot of disgruntled people out there in this community against the law enforcement. So I get where somebody may go, well, it's a lot of law enforcement in that house. You better look a little closely because we believe there's some shady stuff that's gone on in other things. And I'm just assuming here that this is, you know, where this guy may have been going. But, and it led you to this one? It led you to this theory that he got beat up in the house with, there's no evidence. I mean, and they didn't look in the house. They did. So to say what's impossible, well, you can't quite say that because nobody investigated it, and the people who'd be investigating it would be investigating their own crime if it ever happened. But the fact that you had so many people coming and going, there'd be so many people involved in keeping this secret, including people's kids, that it just doesn't feel plausible. And I think Karen has a much stronger case without that. Like, that to me is where it just gets almost bizarrely weird. And that going down that rabbit hole is I think what also, you know, gets these people so fired up and the extremists in this so fired up because they think it's this deeper, darker conspiracy. I think you take the conspiracy out of it, and I think you lose like the Free Karen Reed movement. I don't think it would go anywhere without this element of conspiracy in it. Other than that, it's like arguing if it was a hit and run or if he slipped. Cause I think it's like one of the two. And I don't believe she knows that she hit him, if she hit him. I think it's too hard to know if she ever hit him, honestly, because there are other ways of falling over or getting nicked by a vehicle without having large penetrating wounds or bruises on your body. If you got backed into, which I clearly don't think he did in any sort of harsh speed because there's no bruising on his body that way. But if you're, you know, maybe he came back out there, he touched the vehicle, and I, again, It's not an intentional hit and run, and I don't think she really, if there was hitting, it was not intentional. I don't think she knows. But this whole thing of we have to be this extreme or that extreme, I don't know. I think it was a much easier case to figure out when it's just, did you hit him? Did you not? What's the evidence to that? I think worst case, you know, I don't think it would have been, you know, much time at all, if any, if it was just vehicular, you know, manslaughter, you know, from being drunk, maybe a little time, but again, it wasn't up to her to have that charge against her either. And that was quite an extreme charge.
Are we ever, ever, ever going to know what happened? I don't think
no,
we are.
No, we're not. And then you add the dog element to it because, yeah, I see where it's like, and it also looks like road rash too, where you go, oh, and you scrape your arm on the ground as you kind of fly forward or whatever direction he flew or moved or fell. Maybe it's a dog wound. I don't know. The injuries just aren't that consistent with a fight. And the dog is questionable. I don't think it really has anything to do with him dying. I think either it's, you know, unless it was just when he was outside, if he fell, or the animals found him after he was dead and were kind of prowling around at the, in their minds, you know, meat.
But you know, as an animal person who worked in the animal field for 8 years, I find it hard to believe that wild animals would be out during a snowstorm.
I don't know.
They hunker down and conserve their energy. Well, they're not out foraging for food when it's,
no,
you know.
I mean, they had coyote problems in the neighborhood. I know that. People just let their dogs out to go potty and wait for them to return. And you think they're just in your yard, but no, they actually ran down to the neighbor's yard. I mean, I think it could have been any random dog or coyote. It could have been either. And it could have been Chloe the dog. Nobody ever talked about, like, did anybody let the dog out? You know, and then it just went over there and did that? I don't know. I mean, there seems to be a lot of reasonable explanations that are not really nefarious, if that is, in fact, any sort of dog mark. Maybe it's a mix of dog mark and road rash, because it all does not look like dog marks. I don't know. I don't think it's relevant to the case. I mean, it's like, oh, what is this? And he's dead. I don't know that it's that relevant. I think, honestly, it may have just kind of been an after thing. That's me.
But again,
why there has to be this divide, why there has to be this level of vitriol in the community. If everybody's, you know, they have issues with the police. Okay. You got an officer who died here. You got a woman, like, okay, let's just try and get to the truth, not create this insanity. Here's them on the court steps shortly after they started going down the rabbit hole of third party culprit.
Defense says that Reed did not hit O'Keefe, but that he was actually beaten inside of the home and that his body was later dumped outside.
The Peels were the only ones fighting for the truth of what happened to John O'Keefe.
Karen, just to be clear, you didn't do it.
We know who did it, Steve. We know. And we know who spearheaded this cover-up. You all know.
Yes, we do.
And no, she didn't do it. No, she didn't do it. This is an innocent woman.
The defense has an alternative story about what happened here. There's an alleged police cover-up here. John O'Keefe went inside that house, and the allegation is that something happened in there.
Who do you think it is?
Well, certainly the Massachusetts State Police is involved. There are people that were in that house that are involved. Brian Albert is involved. Jennifer McCabe is involved. The rest of the folks that were in that house, there's some level of involvement by every one of them.
I think that was such a toxic statement by your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, that is, I think, part of what, I don't know if he came up with that or if he got it from, you know, the zealot blogger, because that's what he had been spouting. I guess you have to look like, is it, you know, the horse before the cart, who was saying it first? And I do not know the answer to that. But to go down that road, everyone in that house is involved. And then you started having everybody in that house being harassed, and the kids and the, I mean, it's just, what an assertion to make that everyone in a house a family home that was having, they're all involved with a murder of one of their friends, nonetheless. Yeah. I mean, it was almost like I was looking at that going, God, this looks like a movie. I mean, it didn't even look like a live clip. It looked like a movie at the very beginning where she's like, we know who did it, Keith. I'm like, why does this look so... It looked natural, like movie natural, but not real life natural. It didn't look staged where like, oh, you can tell they rehearsed this 1,000 times. It was more like, they're really good actors. Like, I would buy this in a movie, but I don't quite buy it in real life.
Yeah.
Because it really was great acting. I mean, and maybe I don't know. Maybe she believes that story. She might, because there's so many statements from her where, number one, she didn't remember even being at the house or dropping him off, which is very possible if you're blacked out drunk. She may have zero memory of any of that, because her original claim was that she dropped him off she left him at the waterfall and went back. That's her first recollection of it. Maybe, you know, some more came back. I get that, you know, where it's like, oh, yeah, somebody suggests you were here. Like, okay, now I remember this piece of the night. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. But clearly not in any real state to know what's going on. And I believe her when she says she believes she didn't hit him. But there is a reason very early on she was instinctually thinking she might have.
Yeah. Well, she probably knew that she was just shit-faced drunk. And then he's dead.
Yeah.
You know, she started piecing things together. Most people would go, oh my God, I'm the one who's driving. I've got a broken taillight. Oh my God. Yeah. You know, you might start piecing that together.
She may or may not have. And I don't think we're ever truly going to know. But if she did, it wasn't like let's propel him back in the snow, you know, in some, because there would be serious injuries that way. And there isn't, but there are ways of being injured, just like being on the side of a vehicle, especially if you're like kind of leaning into it and then it takes off. In this doc though, she denies even going in reverse. Like, that's on your GPS. Like, your vehicle shows that. So yeah. Again, to me, that statement didn't work well either, because it just shows you don't remember. If you're going to argue and say, I didn't do that part, well, I'm sorry, but the data shows you did. And it doesn't show that you ran him over viciously. It just shows that, yes, you went in reverse. And, you know, sometimes if you're a little drunky and you're driving, I can see, you know, mixing up front, you know, drive and reverse for a couple seconds. Oh, shit, you know, got to go this way. Or maybe, you know, it was starting to snow a bit. Maybe you were a little, I don't know. There's a lot of logical reasons that don't involve murder.
Well, let me tell you something too. I've got a friend who works for an insurance company, and what she told me, and I guess I should have known this, but cars are so advanced now that if you have a car that was made probably in the last decade, maybe even longer, there is so much technology in that car. It knows everything that you've done. They plug something into it and they can read everything you've done. Yeah. From accessing the radio to putting a window down, sure, to putting it in reverse, putting it, yeah, in neutral, turning log. It off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That car is going to narc you out.
Oh,
you can say you did something, but as soon as they plug into the electronics of the car, yeah, and God help you, if it's a luxury car, it knows everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it can tell you from inside your house. It emails you when your tires are low. Yeah, it knows everything.
It's like a black box, basically.
Yeah.
So people can't lie in car accident cases, or it also, I'm sure, will help very much in putting together the pieces of accidents. When you have far more vehicles that are capable of this, you can literally then in real time take a look at the actions of these vehicles, probably find a way to have, you know, that recreated visually, and you can see exactly how everything went down in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't technology neat? You know, we're not going to need the driver's testimony anymore. Just plug the little thing into the car and find out what happened. I'm sorry. We don't need you to tell us what happened. I mean, it's a great story, but the car is going to tell us.
Yeah.
Just how it works. And it's terrifying, but it's accurate.
I didn't consent to that. Sorry, kids.
You did as soon as you first bought the car. Exactly. As soon as you started the car.
That's what
as soon
get.
As you put it in drive.
Let me post this on Facebook 72 times and then share it. And it says if I do that, then you can't. I'm not consenting to something.
Yeah, that's not how any of this works.
Not how that works. Here's another clip. This to me was the moment in this documentary where I was like, did I just hear what I thought I heard? I was doing laundry and I was watching and listening to this, and I'm in the other room hanging up some clothes, and I hear it, and I hear Karen Reed talking about basically colluding with Turtle Boy. I mean, without saying it, I mean, that would be the allegation of, you know, how would she have any knowledge of this stuff? Like, well, she flat out admits to talking to him like every day for hours on end. It's in this clip, and it kind of directly contradicts some of Alan Jackson's testimony in court today. Let's take a look.
Turtle Boy on his Twitter calls himself an award-winning journalist. I'm not sure where those awards come from, but his real name is Aiden Carney. He was a history teacher in Worcester County and then left.
What's your name as a teacher?
A blogger.
Joining us tonight, our special guest, blogger, social media personality, Aiden Carney, also known as Turtle Boy.
The Karen Reed case really started to blow up when Turtle Boy started shining a light on Karen's innocence.
What we know it to be is a cover-up. It's outrageous, outrageous.
I've been a big fan of Turtle Boy for many years, and me and Karen, we had some discussion about, you know, possibly reaching out to him because we've seen him uncover some massive scandals.
What really caught my attention was a court filing in April about the Google search. And every page I read further, my jaw just dropped.
That 227 Google search was one of those stories that Turtle Boy reported early on in this case, that the people who support Karen Reed latched onto as evidence of a cover-up.
Court paperwork appears to show a link between murder suspect Karen Reed and the blogger known as Turtle Boy, who was
according to the prosecution, the defense was selectively leaking bits of information for Turtle Boy and sort of guiding him on the path of, hey, this should be your next story, or here's information for a new story.
Defense attorneys have used the media since the dawn of time to forward stories. We wouldn't be in this business if we didn't get leaks and have anonymous sources. So it's definitely a media strategy.
My lawyers told me to share anything with Turtle Boy as long as it was public, and not for me to do it directly to go through a third party. And then I started to get nervous about who I was using for a third party. So I eventually just started sending things directly. And then we started talking about the case probably once a day, almost every day, 6 days a week.
Oh.
God, I just wouldn't say that out loud. I just wouldn't.
Ooh. That might have some consequences.
God. Yeah, that's ugly. I think this docuseries could sink her.
I was, you know, this is from her camp. As much as you can. I mean, I know they're trying to be objective. It's the Unsolved Mysteries people who are producing it. But it was, you know, put together, you know, or at least requested by them. I like Unsolved Mysteries, but I've been a little bit surprised just how kind of even keeled it's been so far. I haven't seen the last two though yet. I was expecting to be far more just all Karen Reed and that side of the story. But I don't know. I find it compelling. And I'm very interested to hear her side of it. I just feel like she keeps contradicting herself. And they're showing that. If you've been playing along, there's a lot of contradictions here. And it's just at the end of the day, damn. It's like, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, drunk driving at the least. and let's just walk away going, we will never truly know exactly what happened here. And nobody truly was trying to murder anyone. I just don't buy that was the case. Here's one more clip from it. Again, this is the documentary on Investigation Discovery and HBO Max right now. Body in the Snow, the trial of Karen Reed. This is Karen on the night. It's kind of talking and really giving you a 360 panorama of what it was like that evening.
And then I called Jen McCabe at 4:53. And I said, I'm looking for John.
She proceeds to scream my name multiple times. And she tells me that John didn't come home. They got into a fight and that she left him at the waterfall. And I say, Karen, we saw you outside of my sister's.
And what was her response to that?
She told me that she didn't remember going there. And then she started yelling, Jen. And then she was saying, did I hit him? Could I have hit him?
And this is while you're still in your home and you're in your bedroom, correct?
Correct. And then she proceeded to say that she had a cracked taillight.
For some reason that morning, it's going through Karen Reed's head at this point that something bad has happened to John O'Keefe. And the prosecution would be arguing, like, why would she know something's wrong with John O'Keefe if she's innocent?
Karen made dozens of calls that morning, not one to 911. If one of those calls went to 911, Johnny might still be alive. It's upsetting to think that's true.
So Jen says, you're hysterical, come pick me up, and I'll go look for John with you. And I'm simultaneously calling Carrie Roberts. Carrie wasn't at the bar or at Fairview, but she was a friend of John's and had known John for a long time and communicated with him all the time.
Karen called me at 5:00 in the morning. I answered the phone and she said, John's dead. Carrie. And then she hung up.
I may have said to Carrie, I'm worried he's dead or something, but I didn't say unequivocally in a declarative statement, Carrie, John's dead. And if I had killed him, why would I be saying that? It doesn't make any sense.
It actually does, because you don't, you're concerned, you're nervous, you're like, oh my God, did I do this?
Yeah.
And you're still drunk. And maybe you're halfway having realizations in your head, or your anxiety is telling you that you killed him. Maybe even if you didn't, that fear is running through your mind, because I'm guessing she's probably having a couple realization moments that it wasn't the waterfall where she saw him last. It was out in front of that house, and concerned that what if something happened? Because he wasn't in great shape to do anything. And this whole thing that, number one, she says she doesn't remember getting there or even being there. And then her testimony now is that she saw him walk out of the car and go into the house and then never came back. And she sits there for 10 minutes waiting and waiting and waiting. And then she gets pissed and then drives off and then sends all those vile voicemails to him because mm-hmm. she's thinking that he's cheating on her with somebody in the neighborhood, because I guess John had some ex-girlfriends in the neighborhood, and passes out for a while, wakes up and is like, what the fuck, because he's not home, and chaos ensues. So, I mean, I get if she making all, she probably said everything, you know, she probably did say, he's dead. Is he dead? Probably all of it, all of the above were probably coming out of Karen Reed's mouth at that moment in time. Because she just didn't know. And she was afraid she may have been involved, but was too drunk to know the answer to that question.
You know, if the alcohol weren't the factor here.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be a story. It would just be however he died. And did she have a connection to it? The Yeah. I mean, honestly, today I can't remember. I have some medication I take daily. I didn't take it today because I couldn't remember if I already took it and I can't take it twice.
Yeah.
And I'm not drunk. So it's hard, you know, I'm sorry, when you're not 20 years old, it's hard to remember what you did. I can't imagine if you're drunk. You can't remember shit.
Well, yes. Look, I mean, I think a lot of us have been blackout drunk once or twice in our life. And yeah, you don't remember shit because your brain is literally not recording it.
Exactly. You didn't hit record.
I mean, that's exactly what's going on. You talk to psychologists about it. Siobhan has talked about it on the air several times. It's because it's not recording. And that's why you don't know. And that's it. That is what that is. You know, maybe, I mean, you can have some memories, but it's not going to be vivid and it's not going to be accurate. Again, like I said, at the end of the day on this, I don't know if she hit him. Could have, might not have, wasn't vicious, wasn't an attack. Maybe he was leaning on the car. I don't know how she broke the taillight. And could that taillight evidence have been planted because they really wanted to go after her? Yeah, I think that's possible. I think that's very possible. But do I think that they killed him? No, I think they really... They saw one of theirs was down and they were pissed and they were going to have it out. And it all is just one hell of a shit show now. Be very interesting to see what happens in the next trial, which is literally about 2 weeks away, at least as of this recording. I don't know. We'll see if that works. I am kind of having a feeling there may be a bit of a delay.
Want true crime coverage all day, every day? Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today and get the latest cases delivered right to your feed. The mansion was pristine, gleaming marble floors, priceless art, not a speck of dust in sight. But beneath all that luxury, secrets, dark ones. The kind that send a chill down your spine when you realize someone's watching. And the housekeeper, she saw everything. The late night visitors, the missing jewelry, the glass of wine that was only half finished before she disappeared. Some say the husband was heartbroken. Others say he was just waiting for the insurance check to clear. But if she had just been prepared, if she had just known the patterns of these kinds of crimes, if she had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where she could listen to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, ad-free, and before everyone else, she could have gotten out. Instead, well, let's just say her final paycheck is still sitting in the mailroom. Don't make the same mistake. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there.
Ritual here to give a big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. The magic of those family moments? That was you. And now there's new milestones to prep for in 2025. This new year, check clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list with Ritual. We've done the research to create science-backed pregnancy support like our prenatal multivitamin, natal choline, and fertility support, all designed to be taken alongside each other. But don't just take our word for it. They're also third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and Clean Label Project certified. So whether you're trying, thinking about trying, or already there, we don't have to tell you that prioritizing yourself can be the hardest part. That's why we're helping you get started today with 30% off a 3-month supply for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, Ritual here to give a big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. The magic of those family moments? That was you. And now there's new milestones to prep for in 2025. This new year, check clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list with Ritual. We've done the research to create science-backed pregnancy support like our prenatal multivitamin, natal choline, and fertility support, all designed to be taken alongside each other. But don't just take our word for it. They're also third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and Clean Label Project certified. So whether you're trying, thinking about trying, or already there, we don't have to tell you that prioritizing yourself can be the hardest part. That's why we're helping you get started today with 30% off a 3-month supply for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Ritual here to give a big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. The magic of those family moments? That was you. And now there's new milestones to prep for in 2025. This new year, check clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list with Ritual. We've done the research to create science-backed pregnancy support like our prenatal multivitamin, natal choline, and fertility support, all designed to be taken alongside each other. But don't just take our word for it. They're also third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and Clean Label Project certified. So whether you're trying, thinking about trying, or already there, we don't have to tell you that prioritizing yourself can be the hardest part. That's why we're helping you get started today with 30% off a 3-month supply for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.